Right.
Just kind of curious, sort of globally, Charlie, looking at this research and also this type of research, is this where we're heading in general in GI cancers? And do you think this is the right direction?
Absolutely. I think it's very exciting. Gastric cancer in particular lends itself to this concept because, in contrast to some of the GI cancers, it's mutationally pretty bland. There aren't a lot of mutations, but what you see are amplifications of various things. We've obviously heard about HER2, but also c-MET and among other targets. So these may lend themselves to the various targeted agents. So I anticipate, either through immunohistochemistry or through analyses of copy number, FISH otherwise, that we'll be able to segregate out these patients, initially HER2, maybe c-MET among others, and really define targeted agents that best suit them.
So I'm curious also, Philip, what your thoughts are about this. And, you know, for oncologists, it's hard to know when to start paying attention. You know, clearly when you have a situation where people have, you know, responses that are occurring to novel agents, that's one thing. But at this earlier stage, it's kind of hard to separate the hype from the hope, so to speak. What about MET as a target?
Certainly the data that we have so far make us very interesting in terms of the validity of targeting this pathway. If we look at failures of target therapies like EGFR, I'll just use that as an example in this disease, we didn't really see enough in terms of early responses even to make us interested in that pathway. And certainly there were trials, phase 2, phase 3 trials that failed. But here we're seeing early signal of benefit from targeting this pathway. And I would think that this is going to increase our treatment options. And as you can see here, there's focus on the front line, where in gastric cancer, really, if we see a signal, it will be seen more in the front line because we combine with chemotherapy also.